fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO from the Dennis Technical Center. Thank you, CapEd Credit Union. Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers 580-5436. And just on cue, those of you watching our unseen video stream, you see all the students coming in, getting ready to start the day. The trades, the skills are live and well here in the Treasure Valley. Joining us now, electronics teacher, electronics instructor Nathan Day with us, who is all about the radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
You know, you were talking a little bit off the air about just getting this program started, teaching kids electronics. And for some of us that aren't as well-versed or educated in electronics, we confuse electronics with computers. They seem to be one and the same these days.
They seem very similar. In fact, a large amount of our programming is devoted to, or to our class is devoted to programming and just configuring the electronics that we need to use. We still teach down to the component level, but to be a successful electronics technician, which is what we're training these students to do, definitely will be programming, will be software, large integration with computers.
Right. You're going at that level, and then you're saying, well, Kevin, we're still teaching them about the radio, the transmitter. Right on.
Very true. Tesla coming up later this week. Marconi shortly after that. Again, congratulations on that, Marconi, sir.
Now, who are you? Are you a Tesla guy or you're a Marconi guy?
We are an Edison guy.
We
understand that Marconi did, in fact, use a number of Tesla's patents. That being said.
Now, hold on, Nathan. Before we get going here, and once again, this is an infamous Kevin Miller down the rabbit hole. Tesla, you talk about a guy that wasn't appreciated. Maybe he didn't market himself correctly. Edison got him, and Marconi got him. What's up with the Tesla?
Correct. There has to be something there with some follow-through. And as far as
right.
some practical lessons to pick up for these students, understanding the life of Tesla
right.
definitely plays in there as well. As also towards getting these students to wonder about the things that we don't understand about electronics.
But even the history of this, just because you invent something, and it's superior, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get your name on it. In fact, if we didn't win the Marconi, I was going to say, well, we Tesla. I was going to
yes.
come up with the Tesla Awards.
There we go.
You know, there's always a story behind the magic. How does that play into your instruction? Again, you have kids wired to learn how a computer runs or how a radio works or how, you know, a refrigerator works. And then you're saying, well, yeah, we wouldn't have that without this guy with the mad skills named Tesla or Marconi or Edison. How does that play into your teaching?
There is a lot that we know. Thankfully, we're able to use electronics to the point that we are able to. But there's so much that we don't know. The factor of electronics and this concept of force at a distance, I really still there with electronics.
It is. And what do you say to people that have an electronic problem when your students are done with this school, what will they be able to do?
Troubleshooting is, in fact, a large component of that. Myself have a military and avionics background. We're definitely looking forward to beginning an avionics program here as well, where we've got our fingers crossed here with the district.
Avionics but program?
Indeed. The troubleshooting required there when you've got a military jet waiting for its sortie is in a different environment. And we've definitely run some simulations.
A little different from at the quick lube there, waiting for your oil change?
Somewhat. But even so, these students are employable out of this program, and the idea of being able to repair goes into other fields. Many of my students will head on and continue in school looking towards an electrical engineering degree.
Let me hit you with this here at 580KIDO, because, you know, what happens when our TV goes down? We're helpless. You know, there's a real need for this, and you know, not everybody has enough money to go,
oh, TVs are very affordable now. I can either pay someone or I can go get a new one. And then you have a lot of good TVs that just need a simple this or that on the market. I mean, these are real-life practical skills that these folks will have careers with.
It is fantastic. Students love showing me their latest and greatest phone. I've seen a number of iPhone 6s just this week. Next week, come talk to me and ask me how many iPhone 6 screens we've replaced. Consumer electronics, while they might not be engineered for a repair standpoint, when it comes to these students and building their skills, building their enthusiasm, it's easy to get them enthused about a broken iPhone when they need to.
Because it's concrete and it's relatable. It's their life.
That is correct.
Anything else that you'd like to share? By the way, thank you for your service. We appreciate that, sir.
Oh, thank you kindly. We're definitely excited. We've got the Air Force out here as well.
Right.
They've brought a vehicle to demonstrate for our students, along with electronics. I currently teach a class called Automotive Accessories. Again, the idea, there are a number of students, or a number of employers, looking for people to support that field and needing students who are trained and ready to give them a paycheck.
Well, that part's the future.
That's correct. One of the reasons why we're hoping to bring on aviation is just for that. There's definitely a demand with the students.
You're saying to me at 580 KIDO that when they leave, if you get the aviations, that they can get a job without going anywhere else?
Western Aircraft has definitely approached us. They are looking at starting hiring people that would need additional training through Western Aircraft. They've got money available so that they can continue sending students to school. ISU has
like OJT and stuff, yeah.
Avionics program, and you know, industry sponsors help us, and they help on the secondary level as well. It's fantastic, the support we have for electronics.
Right. Well, that used to be the role of a community college, and you're doing it here in high school.
We definitely partner very well. We're articulated with the College of Western Idaho. I've got students here who've been out here with me for 3 years, and they sacrifice quite a bit to do that. We're talking summer school, all the things that students are normally averse to. The benefit of that is that they will start in their first semester at CWI, will be done. They'll be taken care of. They'll be able to complete that degree sooner and be able
save
to get
themselves
the workforce
money.
Quicker and save some money.
Wow, that is an awesome return on investment. Anything else that you'd like to share? I mean, I could go on and on about Tesla and Marconi and all these things that people are going, macaroni, no. But regardless of that, anything that you would like to say to people that, you know, are concerned about whether they have kids in Boise or Meridian or Napa or Caldwell or Mountain Home or Wilder or whatever, concerned about the ethic of the kids today, the work ethic, what do you see at your level?
The Tech Center would definitely, again, like to thank the listeners for their support. It's having things like job shadowing and internships and the additional things that industry does for us that allows students to see what work is going to be like. As far as developing a work ethic, it's really important for a student to see what the workplace will be like, to know what they need to develop. It's one thing for me to go up in front of the class and tell them what they need. It's another thing entirely when they get to spend a day in the case of Micron with their job shadows, actually being able to follow an electrical engineer and seeing what that process is like. And we're very thankful for that.
So it's a true private-public partnership.
Indeed.
Nathan Day, we appreciate that. Thank you for your kind words, and have fun teaching radio. You know, radio's the funnest thing ever, unfortunately, you know.
Radio's fantastic. We'll be getting into some cat whisker diodes for some AM coming up shortly.
Yeah, teach them about the magic of AM.
Will do.
When that FM stuff, stay away from it. It's bad news.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Really appreciate it. It is 8:13. Kevin Miller in the morning here. You just heard, kind of like Old Home Day, at least for me and maybe for some others, you just heard about what's going on in New Hampshire, and I know what you're saying, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. We have this situation at Manchester West, and I believe that's the high school. It was either Manchester West or Manchester Central in New Hampshire now, where you know, a lot of famous people have gone to. Adam Sandler went to that school, and if you're just tuning in, you missed it. A guy I've known for many, many years, Lou D'Alessandra, on Fox News, basically saying that there might have been an incident where you had a student carrying a gun to school, and they're dealing with that. Thankfully, no issues there. But again, just shows you the seriousness of the times that we live in and why we always want to be informed. And the phones are great, but when you have an issue such as this, nothing reaches you as quickly as the radio. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Other issues of the day, the president giving a speech before the United Nations. Now we have a report out of Congress, out of Congress, basically saying that Congress is in no rush to authorize any type of action. Any type of action here when we're looking at this. So what I'm saying to you is you have the president saying that he has the authority to launch these attacks. Now, we can debate that at another time. However, my question is, where's the money? And if Congress is against this, does that mean that our fight with ISIS could be in jeopardy? If you missed it yesterday and you missed Sean or Glenn or Dave or even Alex Jones talking about this, this is what the president had to say concerning America.
When nations find common ground, not simply based on power, but on principle, then we can make enormous progress. And I stand before you today committed to investing American strength, to working with all nations to address the problems we face in the 21st century.
Now, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do you support the president's plan? We've had a lot of folks, whether it's Ron Paul Jim or Tom Munns, give their own takes on it. Now it's your time, and the president basically talking about what needs to happen.
The terrorist group known as ISIL must be degraded and ultimately destroyed.
When we take a look at their threat, and this is where I disagree with a lot of folks, at least that have called in, they have to be. Now, you can question whether or not it, the timing or what have you, but, you know, and we can Monday morning quarterback, how should I put this diplomatically? The lack of intelligence and the growth that was allowed to happen in the vacuum that we created. But when we see a threat, are we not to deal with it, Mr. President?
The only language understood by killers like this is the language of force. So the United States of America will work with a broad coalition to dismantle this network of death.
There we have it. Very serious, somber notes from the president yesterday. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your thoughts on ISIS. Again, Congress not so much endorsing this, and people are going to go back and forth. And then you have, not only do you have what's right and what's wrong, obviously I believe that you support the commander-in-chief when we're in action, when lives are in jeopardy, whether you agree with them or not, number one. But number two, this issue of the midterms coming up, now it's down to five states, allegedly. Oh, they would never put politics before principle. When's the last time we heard a politician stand on principle? And the presidential campaign coming up. Maybe you have some folks in the Senate, Marco Rubio and others, Senator Paul and others, that want to make the big run, and they're going to see if that influences them as well, right? Let's go to Tea Party Bob with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Living the dream.
You're always living the dream. You know, the president is just like a ringmaster in a circus or a barker in a carnival. Here's a guy that 2 weeks ago thought and told us that ISIS was not a threat. He's the same guy that told us that if you want to keep your plan, you can keep your plan. You want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Your health care costs are going to be lower. Do you believe a word this man says anymore?
I believe when we're faced with evil, we need to stop it.
Definitely. But we need somebody that's a leader that actually can stop it. And my worry is that I'm not sure this guy is capable of doing that. We've had some great leaders before. We've gone through a lot of armed conflicts. But this isn't a leader who certainly has shown his mettle when it comes to standing up to the forces of evil as we are dealing with right now. Now, this is a battle that's going to go on for a while, and if anybody thinks there's not going to be boots on the ground, you're very sadly mistaken. It's going to have to happen. He keeps saying it's not going to happen. I don't believe him. I just wanted
Tea Party
to say hello.
Well, before you go, and you're going to be out of country for a while here, at least figuratively, not literally, but And this is a tough one, my friend. We're having this big forum tonight. I know you would be there if you could, and Patriot Ray would be there if he could. This is very important to you and to others that we get the word out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've been in a house with a lot of abuse in it when I was growing up, and certainly there are remedies to it, but people have to take the action, and somebody has to show them a way. It took many, many years for our family to take action and get something done. But I wish you all the good wishes today, and I hope you can get the people down there and they can get some help. You're one of the few doing something.
Well, thank you for helping us promote this, your tireless support, and the courage and candor to mention your own experience.
Well, you know, what happens, happens. And if you don't take action to rectify the situation, it just gets worse.
Tea Party Bob, Gem State Patriot, star of television.
You have a wonderful day, Kevin.
Take care, sir.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Real life, real issues, real solutions. We go back to the phones. Pro-Life joins us now at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Pro-Life.
Well, hello there. You know, you remember when the selfish people that didn't want to have children be responsible for children, they said, well, if we allow abortion, then the unwanted children won't be abused. But that's a big lie, because when you have a disrespect for life and an irresponsibility to have children and take care of them, then child abuse becomes greater. And so we have more and more child abuse as people get more and more selfish, and they murder their children in the womb. And that is one of the causes, and I don't know if you're going to discuss that tonight. And I'd like to come down there. If you want to give me 2 minutes, I'll say something. But the ultimate child abuse is abortion, which is murder, because as soon as sperm meets egg, there's a new person on earth. Just because it isn't born yet doesn't mean you shouldn't respect it. You have to take as good a care of it as if it was out of your body, out of your womb. And we don't look at it like that. We should.
All right, Pro-Life, thank you for the call, and you've made your point. However, we are dealing with the issue of child abuse and domestic violence this evening at Foothills Christian Church at 7. As I said, it's interesting. A lot of our great friends may or may not be with us. We do want to thank especially Megan and Gene Lockhart and Reverend Bill and Jason from the Boise Rescue Mission for helping us actually doing the work of this, and the folks at Foothills. We'd be lost without you guys, and such a blessing to have you folks there. Let's go to Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, I just admire you to no end. You keep doing the right things. You keep promoting the right things. I had two daughters who were in abusive situations. Luckily, they both got out of them. They're better friends than they were husbands and wives. It's just amazing that the ladies put up with it for long periods of time. And I know it's fear, it's intimidation, the whole situation. But, you know, Kevin, having you out there and promoting the things that you promote is sure a blessing to Idaho, and especially to the Treasure Valley. We love you, man. We know you're doing the good stuff. You have wonderful people. Your connections with people to talk about ISIS, to talk about this president, to talk about the things that are going on in the world, and spreading the news that it's important that we band together as a people. Let's not worry about what religion we are. Let's not worry about what color we are. Let's worry about being good people, supporting each other, trying to do what we know in our hearts is right, and stop this political insanity, this political correctness insanity that is spreading within our nation, and it's destroying us within. And so you're staying on top of things and having Emily and others out there who report to us. God bless you, Kevin. Stay on top and stay strong. We love you, man. Take care.
I love you, Patriot Ray. We'd be lost without you, and certainly thank you for sharing that story. Time for traffic, 580.
Come back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You can hear the music from the air. 8:30, Kevin Miller in the morning, Dennis Technical Center, promoting our school, securing our future. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll speak to more folks here. CapEd Credit Union, thank you very much for making this happen. Number one. Number two, in addition, not in addition, have I said that enough these days? Also efforting more of your phone calls concerning the president's speech, the ISIS attacks, and keeping track of that killer in Pennsylvania. It's great to live in a state where we don't have to worry about those folks, do we? Well, how would you like this? And as we how would you like to be this kid? And we'll see where this takes us. But a North Carolina dad decided he had enough with his kid misbehaving and did something significant in class. Let's take a look.
The boy was suspended from his elementary school in Kernersville, North Carolina, a small town just outside of Winston-Salem. And this didn't make his father too happy. So to punish the boy, the father took him back to school, hauled him in front of his entire elementary class, and spanked him right there. The Winston-Salem Forsyth County School Administration is appalled.
It's not allowed. We don't support it. We don't condone it.
That's spokesman Theo Helm, who says they have strict rules against teachers spanking students, so it makes no sense the school would allow the father to do it in front of the entire class. The assistant principal is on administrative leave while the district investigates how the father was able to get into the class in the first place. Outside of Winston-Salem, I'm Pamela Furr, Fox News Radio.
That's a head-turner. That's a head-turner. And you thought you were worried about your parents embarrassing you in school. Ouch. Talk about having issues for the rest of your life. Indescribable. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
News.
Summa cum laude.
580KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now. Love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at the Dennis Tech Center in Boise on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller here with you. We're joined by student Jonathan Rathman. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your day here at 580KIDO.
Oh, it's nice here. It's good to be on the radio and talk about the Dennis Tech Center.
Well, talk a little bit about what you do. You're a welder. You want to be a welder.
Yeah. I'm interested into mechanical welding or mechanical engineering and welding at the same time. This will be my third year as a welder.
And what do you want to do when you get out?
I'll probably go into more welding. Probably after that, probably learn some more mechanical, become a welding engineer instead.
Okay. What else do you do here? Anything else you want to share with us?
I am actually a SkillsUSA state officer.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What is that?
SkillsUSA is an organization. It's a professional technical organization. It's a joint student and teacher organization that, students will learn how to do other things like automotive even, or even things like nail care or culinary arts, things like that. We also do accounting, computer technologies, things like that. It's an organization where kids can learn how to do something big for once, something that
big. Just what do you mean by big?
Something out of the loop that I decided that, well, I didn't want to just do computer technology like, you know, everybody else seemingly wants to do now, and I decided, well, I wanted to go burn some metal, learn how to weld things together.
Burn some metal! Wow, at 580KIDO. So that's tough work, though. I mean, the computer stuff—you just press the keyboard, you're out there burning metal. That's got to be pretty demanding.
It can be at times, but it's really fun to do. There are other things, too, while you're in there. You learn how to read blueprints, learn how to actually build something out of these blueprints.
Do you like it here?
I love it here.
And if this facility, this school, wasn't here, how do you think you would be doing in school?
I'm probably doing pretty well the same, but coming out here, it's an extra thing that's really nice for the day.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with the folks?
No.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Great job, and go burn some metal. All right. It is 8:42. Kevin Miller here with you at 580KIDO. at the Dennis Technical Center. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO. John Kerry was talking a little bit about the ISIS threat. Let's take a listen.
Not every nation has to engage in military activities. We have to stop foreign fighters. We have to cut off funding. We have to engage in humanitarian effort. We have to train, equip, advise.
You know, that's how Vietnam started, right?
The alternative to extremists is not Assad. It's moderate opposition. It's the moderate Syrians who have been fighting for freedom and dignity for far too long.
You know, I was listening to the Fox News report at the top of the hour, and we heard that, you know, the bullets and the bombs are not going to make a difference. What's really going to stabilize that region are conversations, dialogue, diplomacy. And we have to invest in people. We have to invest in forms of government. We have to invest in everything else. And I understand that when you're talking about this in theory, but we've been there. We've done that. We spent billions servicing, supporting, stabilizing, securing the Iraqi government. Now, from a purely fiscal point of view, dollars and cents, never mind our beloved members of the military and their sacrifices, and you take a look at that fallen soldiers memorial at the old Ada County Courthouse, you know what I'm talking about. Never mind that, just the dollars of it, could it be just simple common sense that you get when you're having a cup of coffee talking to your buddy or a cup of hot chocolate or a liquid and going, it's just not going to take. Who was it we talked to the other day at 580KIDO? I don't think it was Tom Munns, but it was somebody who we were talking about our dictators, and we had to overthrow the dictators, and you take a look at Libya. I think it was from the White House press conference, and you know, Libya was stable under Gaddafi. He was a bad guy. Assad is a bad guy. That was Ron Paul Jim. Mubarak was a bad guy, but we paid them to be bad guys. We paid them to take over. Clearly, this Arab Spring, this uprising, has had devastating consequences. So when you have a politician, regardless of their political background, and I'd be saying the same thing as if this were the third Bush administration, if Jeb were in there besides the Georges, the idea that we're going to continue to invest, there has to be a better solution. It's just not working. Am I saying cut and run? No, but I'm saying look at our infrastructure, look at our debt, look at our deficit. As long as the United States is secure, that has to be our first priority. And perhaps they need more the stick than the carrot. But let's ask our guy Maliki how it's working out. Let's ask Karzai, these flawed leaders that we put in charge that have done a lousy job in Afghanistan, in Iraq, this country, these folks, the military, the taxpayers deserve better. Now we're in a situation where there's a threat where we have these people dressed up in their pajamas, and not to destroy their significance, these tough guys that won't show their faces, that have no fear of repercussions from the United States. They do not fear us. Say what you want about President Bush, but these type of things didn't happen because there was fear there. Let's go to Mark in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, on this whole
Welcome back, by the way, brother. It's been too long.
I'm glad to be back, and congratulations on your award. You deserved it.
I couldn't have done it without your spirited contributions to this program, sir.
We won't go there. Okay. Hey, the ISIS thing, and if you notice the news on the hour, it referenced how, and I remember I called last week and I mentioned that for weeks that this has been going on. When ISIS invaded, took over the dam and oil fields in Iraq, why didn't Obama, since Obama has not gone under the authority of Congress to do what he's already done, why didn't he go after the oil lines and the arms depots before? You know, what he's doing is he's using it as a screen to go after Assad's armaments and oil refineries there. He goes in, and the news on air pointed out that the airstrikes were against Assad's holdings, not anything in Iraq. Which, you know, Obama wants to see Assad go down. He tried to help the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and luckily the military took that back over, kicked out the Muslim Brotherhood. This guy is one of the most traitorous presidents I have ever seen, and I'm watching to see what comes out of the European news agencies and watch Russia to see how they respond if we go in there further and take out more of Assad's assets over there instead of actually attacking ISIS, which is what the media is trying to paint that they're doing over there when they're not, because their own media lies to us. And I'll let you go on that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. We do appreciate it. Time for traffic at 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Still time to hear from you at 580 KIDO. Here at the Dennis Technical Center, do you want to thank the staff here for embracing us. In addition to that, the students, everybody, we've had a great time. CapEd Credit Union for making this happen. And what we've learned today, you can find at 580kido.com under Kevin Miller Thursday Morning. Take a look at the podcast. Listen to really some innovations here in education. When we delve into, you know, teaching auto body, teaching computer technology, EMT stuff, that's good things. I mean, how many times have we been frustrated with kids that have gone to college and then they have to take some classes so they're up to speed? Very easy to criticize. However, on the other hand, we're seeing real-life solutions. Now, we're going to try and be politically sensitive here, not politically correct, but politically sensitive to this topic, which I think is a one that just really raises your eyebrows. At 580-5436, 580-KID. Domestic violence, ending child abuse. And it's not hype, it's not hyperbole. Look, if there are five people that are with us tonight at Foothills Christian Church, and one of them changes their life, gets help, that's what it's about. There is no, hey, blah, blah, blah. It is just simple, basic neighborhood stuff. I'm just blessed that we can promote it here and urge you to come. I know it's Thursday night. Got a lot of choices, but do you choose to look the other way when someone you know is impacted by domestic violence or child abuse? That having been said, there is an eyebrow-raising story out of the state of North Carolina at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, so we'll keep this on a humorous level. Now, how many times do you remember being a kid, or do you remember talking to your kids, and they go, we don't want you in school, you're going to embarrass us. Oh, mom, oh, dad. And then we have the situation just outside of Winston-Salem where you have a parent that was tired of his kid not paying attention, tired of getting reports, tired of the kid being suspended, and decided to do something about it. Do we have that, Sweet William? You have it, you're ready to go.
The boy was suspended from his elementary school in Kernersville, North Carolina, a small town just outside of Winston-Salem. And this didn't make his father too happy. So to punish the boy, the father took him back to school, hauled him in front of his entire elementary class, and spanked him right there. The Winston-Salem Forsyth County School Administration is appalled.
It's not allowed. We don't support it. We don't condone it.
That's spokesman Theo Helm, who says they have strict rules against teachers spanking students, so it makes no sense the school would allow the father to do it in front of the entire class. The assistant principal is on administrative leave while the district investigates how the father was able to get into the class in the first place. Outside of Winston-Salem, I'm Pamela Furr, Fox News Radio.
How did somebody walk into that? You got me. You got me. How does somebody just walk in with the paddle and the switch? But the question, and you can always Facebook me, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, Kevin Miller on Facebook, did the daddy go too far? And is there a difference, and I think there is, between corporal punishment executed properly and what we just heard from Pamela Furr, where you have somebody publicly going into the school and giving the kid a spanking. Now, I'm curious, how does one get suspended from elementary school? How does one get suspended from elementary school. I'd like to know that. Probably I resemble that comment. Let's get you to traffic now at 5. Now, there's something to look forward to. Rain on the weekend. Just another excuse, I guess, not to be working on my fence. Kevin Miller with you here as if I need a reason not to work. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Once again, thank you to the staff, the students, the parents at the Dennis Technical Center. Our big thanks to CapEd Credit Union for making this happen. We really appreciate this. And as people continue to thank us and congratulate me for the Marconi, it's not my award, it's your award. We do these innovative programs because you listen. And to that young lady I met at Fred Meyer's yesterday, working behind the counter, thank you. I said, heck, you keep me employed, and as long as I'm employed, we're going to do these programs. So it's a team effort. Sometimes you might feel lonely. You're not alone. I'm with you. Good day, God bless, and keep the faith. Serving